Come discover the world's cities with our teachers.
Today, Radio Saint-Vincent is inviting you to discover the city of London with Cheryl Grin. Cheryl, why do you feel so attached to London?
London is my only regret. It's a city I would have loved to have lived in, and I've never had the chance. I come from Cheshire, which is in the north of England, next to Manchester and Liverpool, and I arrived in France when I was 7. I've been lucky enough to live in Paris, I've lived in Dublin, but never London. So I've tried to make up for that by going there every year, every summer, for the last few years. I go for a short stay, but it's always very intense.
What advice can you give to our listeners who would like to go there?
My first advice is just to make sure to budget it properly, because London can be quite expensive. There are some fairly cheap flights from Rennes, but obviously, you know, flying isn't so recommended these days. It's also very easy on the Eurostar. I recommend also booking a room in a youth hostel, for example, because that's cheaper and you can have rooms for 2 or 3 people. When we go with the OIBs in Terminal, we go to a youth hostel which is just beside St. Paul's Cathedral. And it's absolutely beautiful, and it's amazing to be able to stay in such a fabulous place for so cheap. So strongly recommend that. Also, it's great because it's within walking distance of one of my favourite places in London, which is the Globe Theatre. So that's Shakespeare's theatre, obviously. It's on the South Bank, and it is a perfect reproduction of the theatre as it was in his day. So it's round, it's open to the sky, it has a beautiful thatch roof that covers, obviously, for the higher class people and audience, and you can still see shows there. So there are shows from April to October. Afterwards, the weather's just too bad. And if you're ready to stand, the tickets only cost £5, so no reason not to go.
Do you have a favorite part of the town? Is there a place you like to wander around the most?
I have several. It's really difficult to choose. One of my big ones is Camden Market, because that's just so amazing with all the smells and the music and the style. I always go around the Gothic shops there and see if I can pick up some little treasure to wear. Portobello Road as well, that's another really wonderful place. But I think my two favourites are, first of all, simply walking along the South Bank. I love that walk. And otherwise, I always book a room in a hotel or somewhere not far from Kensington Gardens. I love getting up in the morning and walking through the park first thing in the morning. It's full of magical places. There's Speaker's Corner, where you can stand on a box or on a ladder and make a public speech about anything really that you have to heart. The Princess Diana Memorial is in Kensington Park. Kensington Palace is very nice, where Princess Kate and Prince William live. And there's also a very nice statue in Kensington Gardens of Peter Pan, and that's because it marks the place where the real children, the real lost boys of the novel, the Llewellyn Davis boys, including Peter, met the author, James Barry, and struck up a friendship. And they used to basically mess around there and play. They used to play at pirates, unsurprisingly. And that's how the novel started.
What do you like most about London?
My favourite thing about London, I think, is the atmosphere. It's just so lively and it's full of surprises. I always walk around London. I try not to take public transport. And I haven't had a single experience where I wasn't taken by surprise by something, you know, some beautiful street or some strange person, in a good way, not creepy way. I just randomly once walked past the most flowered pub of London. It was just breathtaking. I've bumped into celebrities before now, just, you know, casually walking around as you do. Last time I went, there was a gentleman walking these absolutely enormous parrots. He just had them like on his shoulder and his arm, and he was just walking them around. I walked past a hairdresser's where there was a Elvis lookalike who was cutting his customer's hair. It's just full of these random, surprising moments, places and people. One of my best memories is I was just walking through Covent Garden, which is always a nice place to go to. And there was a big ad on the wall for a performance of Alice in Wonderland. And I'd actually Googled, you know, shows in London, and it didn't pop up. And here's this ad, and I couldn't believe it. It was on right then, while I was there, and the booth was literally open right then and there. So I just booked a ticket, and I went the next evening, and it was one of the most wonderful, you know, theatre experiences I can remember. And for me, London is that. It's just those moments where you just seize the moment, go with the magic, and take what it has to offer. And I love it.
What are the food specialties here? What should we try to get our taste buds going in London?
Definitely pie. My advice is that you find yourself a nice pub, which is the easiest thing in the world because there are pubs on every street. And they're all nice. You know, in London, they're all nice, let's be fair. And I recommend that you order a beef and ale pie. So it's like it's a meat pie which has a top on it. Okay, it's closed. There's also a chicken version, chicken pie, which is really nice and creamy. Generally, it has mushrooms in it. It's delicious. And of course, you can get veggie versions of pie. So I think when we think of English food, we often think fish and chips. And I love fish and chips too, don't get me wrong. I used to love fish and chips when we had them in newspaper. It's lost a little bit of its charm, even if apparently that was super toxic. So maybe best we don't do that anymore. But pie is definitely my the top of my food list. Otherwise, obviously in England, interestingly, our number one dish is actually curry. And if you consider that our favourite drink is also tea, you get an idea of just how influenced by international culture and sadly, obviously, our colonial past, our British culture is.
What is at the top of your list of things to do when you go to London?
Shows. For me, going to London in the summer is all about getting to see some shows. I go to the West End, which is basically the London equivalent of Broadway, to see as many shows as I can. Last time I went, I saw three in the space of 2 days. I like to see something at the Globe, so some Shakespeare play in the afternoon because there are no evening performances, because it's all natural light, there's no electricity. And then in the evening, I'll go and see whatever I can, so it can be classics, contemporary pieces, a good old musical comedy. It's extremely easy to get tickets. Some of these shows have been running for decades, never mind years, so there's always room, there's always a chance to see the plays. And I just find it all more accessible than the theatre in France. Some of the shows can be a little bit pricey, so again, budget it before going. But otherwise, I find that the plays are, I don't know, they're somewhat more engaging in the sense that they're less intellectual, but not less intelligent. And in fact, it's for the shows that we take the terminales. That was our number one objective with my colleagues. It's to get the OIBs to have that wonderful experience of shows in the West End.
Any last advice?
I have way too much. I have way too many things that I'd like to share with you and advice. So I'm going to try and keep the list shortish because I don't want to take up all your time. But I strongly recommend the bus tours. I know they look a little bit kitschy and cheap and touristic, but actually they're really good, especially if you get a person commenting live on the buses. They're generally very, very cultured, very interesting and very funny. And on a lot of these tours, you get an included ticket for a trip on the Thames, on the river that will take you to the town of London, so it's really, really good. Another thing I recommend is getting up early and going to Kensington Gardens, because you might be lucky enough to see the Mounted Guards run the horses. They take them out for exercise in the morning and they just race them around the gardens. They just run free and it's amazing to watch. It's really, really impressive. So I think that's beautiful. Another little tip is that if you want to see a show and you haven't booked beforehand, you can go to Piccadilly Circus and there's a booth there where they sell tickets for the evening performances, very, very reduced prices, so there's a little bit less choice. But if you're not too picky and you're ready to see whatever, then you can pick up a really good deal. My last piece of advice is if you want to visit 221 Baker Street, obviously the place, the home of Sherlock Holmes, go and get your ticket the day before and then get there first thing in the morning to beat the queue. You can actually practically have the place to yourself if you get there early enough, and you get to, because they allow you to pick up his hat and his pipe, and you're allowed to take pictures. It's just usually there are so many people, you can't do that. So if you get there early enough, you can do that and you can really have some fun. Just don't forget, because I did, that they're filming you all along, so don't be too ridiculous.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Cheryl, for this beautiful trip. To finish our little chat, what music do you recommend to our listeners?
It had to be London Calling by The Clash, because that is the point, okay? This is London calling you to go visit and make the most of it and see some shows. I hope I've made that point clear. Go see some shows.
Now, it's Cheryl's song, London Calling by The Clash.
So, ready to travel? Go pack your things. Set by